Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are located today at the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart and Rogers. And while we are deciding to be in the law firm, might as well talk to what I consider to be the top ERISA attorney in the United States, Marcia Wagner from the Wagner Law Group. Welcome, Marcia.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Marcia, before we get into the topic of ERISA, I think for our listeners, can you define ERISA for those who don't know what it is?
I can define it, what the acronym means, and then I can tell you what it really means. The acronym is the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974 as amended, which also very much amended the Internal Revenue Code now of 1986, also as amended. But what is ERISA really? ERISA is a trifecta. It deals with three very important areas of the law, all of which create and maintain our social fabric. It deals with pension plans, such as 401k and defined benefit. It deals with welfare benefit plans, such as health insurance. The Affordable Care Act is under ERISA. HIPAA privacy is under ERISA. COBRA continuation coverage. All the fringe benefits that one thinks of in the employer-employee relationship. And finally, ERISA covers executive compensation. So areas such as supplemental executive retirement plans, top hat plans, things like this, be it equity or non-equity based.
And these are topics that every employer and every employee needs to maybe not be totally aware of, but it is an area that totally can affect their whole life or their retirement of their life.
It is one of the great benefits and blessings that I've gotten from practicing in ERISA for over 30 years is the fact that I know for sure that millions upon millions of people have a much better retirement than they would have had I not even indirectly entered their lives. And it makes me extremely happy. It's very fulfilling. So it is an extraordinarily powerful area of the law. And I'm happy to be proud of it and, frankly, a leader in it.
It's funny, just a side note, it's just yesterday my 31-year-old son came into the house and said to me when he left his last job to start his new job, mm-hmm. his pension was cashed out and they sent him a check with the taxes removed. And the new pension with the new job said they would not transfer it over.
Right.
And he's all upset that he's having to pay the taxes at the ages of 31.
Okay, he doesn't have to.
I know.
He actually can roll it into an IRA.
That's what we found out.
Okay, and pay the 20% mandatory withholding and contribute that.
So right.
He should not pay the taxes on that.
Right. He was upset a little early for him to be thinking about retirement. Especially, dad's got to go first. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. A big area of your practice is expert witnessing and the testimony and testifying for ERISA. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. So the law firm has evolved. Any law firm has a beginning and a middle, hopefully not an end. In the beginning, what you're doing is you're dealing with plan sponsors and trying to help in a compliance sort of area. We clearly do that. We have departments that do that. We have a certain department for fiduciary issues, a certain department for defined benefit plans, a certain department for executive compensation arrangements, our employment law department, our immigration law department, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have quite a robust estate planning practice. So what happens is when you find yourself truly an expert, especially in a technical area such as ERISA, then the leaders of the firm or the name of the firm or the person that people most associate with the firm becomes kind of well-known as an expert in the industry. And what does that mean? That means that the statute and the regulations are often subject to litigation and judicial inquiry. And at that point, oftentimes an expert witness is needed to talk about the protocols, the procedures, that which is reasonable and expected and mandated, as the case may be in the industry. And in that realm, I have been doing a lot of expert witness work, and it's on all the cutting edge areas in ERISA. So it's very, very exciting to me. And I do feel that that's put this law firm at the forefront of changes in the law and in the right direction. We only choose to be expert witness, or I only choose to be expert witness in things that I care about. So, for example, the reasonability and the rationality of the fees charged to plan participants and to plan sponsors, the processes, the protocols, the procedures that ERISA would mandate with respect to the charging of fees, issues such as the appropriate mitigation of conflicts of interest, and when this should be loosened and when it should be subject to greater stricture. So the issues with stock, employer stock in a pension plan, and what type of parameters should and could be put around this. So these are all areas that are subject to great debate. These are multi-billion dollar issues. And frankly, it is an honor and a privilege to be considered an expert to testify on these very matters.
So you've had cases, let's say, or you will have cases to the Supreme Court, and you've been a witness also. Do you have anything on a personal level that you tend to enjoy one side more than the other, forgetting the billing aspect?
Yeah, sure. You know, what's really interesting is that I feel that I am a scholar of the law, a scholar and a student, both, of the law. So I am absolutely indifferent with respect to whether I represent plaintiff side, and I have done, on class action lawsuits, or on defense side, and I have done, on class action lawsuits, maybe even 50-50. So for me, it's really, is the legal issue important? And do the facts lead me to something that I think is appropriate for me to opine on?
Interesting. Now, also, in terms of ERISA, there's the topic of independent fiduciaries and pension and risk mitigation. That's a subject you're also very involved with. Can you talk to us about that as well?
Very much so. And it kind of relates to and follows on from being an expert witness. Once you realize that ERISA is much more than maybe I should invest in this target date fund in my 401k plan, when you realize what a complex interconnectedness with respect to our social fabric ERISA truly is, then you find there are certain areas where the conflict of interest between the plan sponsor, the plan participants, or vendors, or what have you, is so intense and so extreme that an independent fiduciary is needed to be neutral and determine the best way to proceed within the spirit and the letter of the law. And we have done that. My law firm has done that. I've done that on dozens of instances. And we enjoy being an independent fiduciary. We're independent fiduciary now to a very large union consortium with respect to determining its particular drug benefit facilities. We are independent fiduciaries, or were, with respect to a very large VEBA that had some legal issues. We have been independent fiduciaries with respect to stock issues of employer stock plans, or ESOPs. So it's a very important area of law. We've also been independent fiduciaries with respect to what is known as an orphan plan. An orphan plan being a plan where the employer goes bankrupt, or is dissolved, or the main named fiduciary is just incapable or incompetent for whatever reason. And we've been appointed by the courts and by the Department of Labor both to take on this type of role.
That's, all this stuff must keep you very busy.
I am extremely busy, and it's for the betterment, I think, of society. I very much believe in what I'm doing. I believe it has incredible intrinsic and extrinsic value. I try to do the best I can. There are no shortcuts, and I won't stand for any. We have wonderful people.
Well, you can't
working at the firm, and it's just, we try to do good work. We really do, because it's important what we do.
And this is an area that you do have to have an expertise in. You can't
just open
up a law firm and do ERISA. Like a lot of law firms can, you say they do litigation or business law.
No. In fact, some of the largest law firms in the country might have one or two ERISA lawyers. I mean, which is nothing. It's a subspecialty, and it needs to be done in block. There need to be many Congress or lawyers together, because one can miss an issue. So I think the Wagner Law Group has 34 lawyers, the vast majority of whom are ERISA lawyers. And it really matters, because then you get the natural juices flowing of intellectual inquiry and of excellence.
Right. I agree with that. Well, the firm is growing. You just opened up your seventh office this year.
Eighth office.
It's like having, I forgot a child. And
and we love them all equally.
Yes. And you're rebranding the firm as well. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, instead of talking about the law as much, about you as an entrepreneur? You're changing the firm and the firm is evolving.
You know, it's funny. I went to a Harvard Law meeting last night, and one of the former partners of a major law firm, I think it was McDermott and Emery, and I think his name is Harvey Freistadt, and I spoke. It had been a while since I'd seen him. And the last time I'd seen him was when he was managing director, I believe, of his law firm. And I said, Harvey, remember when you didn't hire me to be head of the ERISA practice at McDermott and Emery?
That's just like you.
And he said, I did you the best favor. And I said, you're absolutely right. He's like, I always knew you were too much of an entrepreneur to work in big law. These are almost direct quotes.
Right.
And he's retired now. He can say what he wants. And I think that's true. I think I'm probably the only entrepreneurial ERISA lawyer in the history of the world. Because
it is somewhat of an oxymoron, isn't it?
ERISA is a very conservative statute, and you've got to be very much a techno-nerd, someone who likes statutory and regulatory interpretation and interpolation in order to be good at it. And that usually does not conjoin well with risk-taking and entrepreneurship. In fact, they're usually polar opposites. Be that all as it may, I do like business. I do find it exciting and interesting. What I decided to do, because there's a gaping hole in the marketplace, is we want to be a one-stop shop for everything that a CEO, CFO, director of HR needs. So we are now rebranding. So really, it's one-stop shopping for everything regarding the employer-employee relationship that you need, but for determining the level of compensation. I'm not going to tell you what someone's 1099 or W-2 should be, but other than that, we can deal with benefits, HR, immigration, employment, labor, even the estate plan for the executives. If they want to move to Florida for tax reasons, we can help with
right.
this. Basically, anything with respect to the beginning, the middle, and the end of the employer-employee relationship, we can deal with, from employee contracts from the beginning to severance at the end, everything in between, one-stop shopping for that which is important to the relationship of the employer and the employee.
It sounds like your client, though, that if you were to tell me that your client was a Fortune 100 company, I wouldn't be surprised. But if you told me it was also a family with wealth that was retiring and looking at multi-generational issues of transfer of money, that they would both be in your client portfolio.
And they both are.
Because they're both looking at the long-term protection of money.
They both are. We have some of the wealthiest families in the world, really, that work with us. And it's an honor. And we have probably some of the Fortune 50 even as clients, never mind 100. So we are, and we have some of the largest corporations in the world that aren't New York Stock Exchange based, that are on London or other exchanges. So we're fairly, we're not only a national law firm, we're actually an international law firm, which you don't often find in Boston. You really don't. Boston is more centric with respect to the region. We decided to be truly excellent, in fact, the best, second to none, in our area of the law. And given that, water often seeks its own level. And so people have come to us, and I find that just a great privilege.
Great. And before we go, can you just give us a quick list of where the 8 offices are?
My pleasure. Our home office, the first one, is in Boston, Massachusetts. I don't know if any of the listeners can tell, but I do have a Boston accent. This is where I was born and raised and educated. This is my home.
Right.
And I will be here forever. This is my place. I love that dirty water. Boston's my home. And we also have offices in San Francisco, California, Chicago, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri, Palm Beach Gardens, Tampa, Florida, and also Washington, D.C.
Wow. Quite a story of success, quite a story of entrepreneurship, but also quite a story of expertise. And we love having you on the show. You know you're always a favorite. And
thank you.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.